Now in the seventh chapter, we have the law of the trespass offering and peace offering, and the instructions to the priest here continued in these two offerings. You see, the emphasis is upon their serving. And this is a picture of what the Lord Jesus not only has done, but is doing for us today yonder at God's right hand. You see, today he's still girded with the towel of service to cleanse us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Now, concerning the trespass offering here, why, we are told, likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. It's most holy. And in the place where they kill the burnt offering, shall they kill the trespass offering, and he shall offer it, and so on. Now, the ritual of the trespass offering here follows the same pattern as the sin offering. Although it's for the acts of sin, the offerer is reminded that the sacrifice is holy. The worth and merit of Christ cannot be too much emphasized. When we see our sin nature and our sinful acts in all their enormity and frightfulness, then we shall see the wonder and the greatness and the holiness of Christ. My friend, you will never appreciate him as a Savior until you see yourself as a low-down, dirty sinner. That's what you are, and that's what I'm calling you because God's Word calls you that. Now, the blood is mentioned but not emphasized as in the sin offering. We're told, however, there is one law for them. There's a danger, I think, today of fundamentalism making the blood commonplace. I know a man, I get so tired of him talking about the precious blood. Well, of course it's precious, and anything's precious, you don't talk about it all the time. I think sometimes we ought to keep our diamonds and our pearls in safe keeping, a safe place, and don't let the swine get to the pearls, and we need to be on our guard that we treat holy things as if they were commonplace. I could dwell on that, but I better not. Now we see in verse 8, the priest that offereth any man's burnt offering, even the priest shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he hath offered. And I've looked at that before. You see, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. That's important. And all the meal offering, we're told, verses 9 and 10, that's bacon in the oven, all that is dressed in the frying pan, in the pan, shall be the priest's. And the particular type of meal offering went to the priests in its entirety, you see. Now we have the law concerning the peace offering here. And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. Now, the emphasis here is upon the fact that it must be a freewill offering. The reason behind it's thanksgiving. This has a special meaning for believers. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And friends, today, it's very hard to come to church and worship unless you're prepared to offer the sacrifice of praise to God. A complaining, criticizing Christian is in no position to worship God. How important this is. Now we're told here that besides the cakes he shall offer for his offering leavened bread. Now notice that. They were to be unleavened in verse 12. But here in verse 13, the bread was to be leavened. Now this is a very strange specific. Leaven is included. Why? Well, when leaven is a principle of evil, why should it be? The reason lies in the fact that in verse 12, Christ is in view, while here in verse 13, the offerer is in view. As he enters into the peace, Christ is made and provided. And you know, if we had to wait till we got perfect, none of us would be able to enter, and none of us would ever have peace. But his sins have been forgiven. He has peace with God, but it does not depend on the believer attaining sinless perfection. The leaven is present. Oh, how important that is. Now, you have this as an offering to God. Now we have the peace offering was to be eaten at once. There's to be no delay. We're to stay very close to Christ for peace of conscience and power over temptation. My Christian friend today, stay close to him. That's the thing that's all important, and we need to recognize that. He only gives peace to those that are his own, and he only gives it to his own who have entered into this glorious, wonderful fellowship with him, that look to him, rest upon him. Oh, when you find Christ adequate and wonderful, then the peace of God that passeth all understanding is going to enter into your heart. What a picture these sacrifices are of the Lord Jesus.